This for the outright lead.
What a three. My goodness.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the show. That was Scotty Scheffler birding 18 to take a one-shot lead into the final round of Augusta National, the US Masters. We'll cross now live to Augusta. Evan Priest will be on the line shortly. Scheffler leads by one from Morikawa. Homer's at 5-under. Åberg 4-under. DeChambeau, we did see him birdie the last as well, getting it back to 3-under. The Australians, Cam Davis at 2-under. He got it to 5-under after nine holes, but then unfortunately had a difficult back nine, finished at 2-under for the day. And Cam Smith finished at 1-under. They're still very much in contention. We'll cross now live to Augusta. Evan Priest has got the gig we all want. Dino, he's there on the ground for the US Masters. Evan, good afternoon over there in Augusta.
Yeah. Good evening, Ray and Dean. It's all happening. Very, very exciting Saturday out at the Masters. The bad weather has passed. Beautiful sun shining and absolutely star-studded leaderboard. Promising a grandstand finish. It's going to be a pretty exciting Masters Sunday.
It certainly is. And Scheffler had that grandstand finish on 18, getting it back to 7-under. He looks the one to beat, Evan.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler is just an absolute machine, isn't he? He's won a couple of times on the PGA Tour this year. He seems to have figured out the only Achilles heel, the only weakness he had was the putter. And he went to a mallet putter, which is obviously looks more like a mallet than a blade. And it seems to have solved all his putting woes. And you know, just class birding the last hole to take a one-shot lead, just to ensure that extra degree of difficulty tomorrow for the guys chasing him. But that leaderboard is absolutely stacked. Yeah. We've got two-time major winner Colin Morikawa, and if he wins tomorrow, he actually would be one step away from the career Grand Slam, which only five golfers have ever done, and he would only need a US Open from then on. In them, we've got Max Homa with Big Åberg and Bryson DeChambeau all in with a shout within four shots. It's just absolutely epic, and this is why people love the Masters, because it always produces an amazing finish and a packed leaderboard.
Evan, Cam Davis minus two, Cam Smith minus one. For we Aussies back home, we get up early tomorrow morning. I mean, is there a chance that Aussie there could be a late surge for a green jacket?
Yeah, Bulldog, I really do. You know, the Masters is one of those tournaments where it nothing is certain. Even Scotty Scheffler, you know, I can recall back to 2016, Jordan Spieth had a five-shot lead standing on the 10th tee and didn't win the Masters. That's the sort of, you know, it's a different kettle of fish, that back nine at Augusta National. It's such it's always on a knife edge, you know. You can either attack the course and make plenty of birdies and steal it from someone, and you can also make a lot of mistakes, but they really are sort of 50-50 holes. To answer your question, Cam Davis, five shots back is absolutely doable. He would need to get off to a hot start. That's the only thing. When you're at Augusta and you're trailing, you really can't afford to tread water the first six holes. You really need to jump out of the gate. Number two is a par five. Number three is a short par four. You really want to be birdying in those two holes. So Cam Davis has got the length, the accuracy. He just seems to sort of steadily set to the par 5 13th hole. He really has not played that very well this week. If he can get that under control as well as hot start, he's in with a chance. And so is our very own major champion, the 2022 British Open winner, Samantha's Cameron Smith. He's one shot behind the other Cam, and he's six shots behind Scotty Scheffler. I just had a chat in the sort of media scrum with Cam Smith, and he was pretty defiant that he's still in the golf tournament as long as a few putts start dropping. He chased down a four-shot deficit to Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland at the Open Championship and won that with a 64. So he knows that he's capable of around for the ages. So it should be a pretty exciting finish for Aussie fans getting up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m, guys?
But it's worth it. It's worth it, Evan. Hey, just quickly, Evan, Tiger Woods, look, he set a record for the most consecutive cuts at a Masters, 24 getting through to the weekend, but he's had a round to forget, a 10-over 82 today. He's out of contention at 11-over for the tournament. Dean and I were discussing it earlier. Evan, is it just the fact that Tiger isn't playing enough top-level golf that his body just can't physically cope with four rounds at this level?
100%, guys. That is all it is. It's all about the kind of longevity of a 72-hole golf tournament. You know, it's all good and well, and it looks like he's been playing really well socially back in Florida. But he's probably been racing around in a cart and playing in 2 hours with his mates, with Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka and whatnot. Get him out on the severe hills of Augusta National, and those ankle injuries that he's had and the surgeries that he's had, the deferring pain to other parts of his body. We saw him messing his back throughout the entire round. He's clearly in a lot of pain because you don't go from shooting the rounds that he had to make the cut, as you mentioned, a record 24th consecutive cut made at the Masters, to shooting 82. I believe it's the worst round of his Masters career, without some sort of like debilitating injury. So these days, you know, he didn't want to admit that he's a ceremonial golfer, I should say, at this stage. But, you know, after two rounds, he kind of is. He just does not have the kilometres in his legs. He doesn't have the muscles and the max fitness, so to speak, to go the stay the course, you know, go all 12 rounds. And it's a little bit sad to see, but he does still give us those glimpses of brilliance when he makes the cut. And mind you, some of the players that have not only won this year, but are major champions of recent times, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Jordan Spieth, all missed the cut. And then you've got Tiger Woods, who's played all of 18 holes on the PGA Tour this year, making the cut comfortably. It's kind of remarkable, but it's also bittersweet in that, you know, we just know that he can't do four rounds anymore.
Yeah, no, that is sad to watch. Just finally, Evan, it's going to be fascinating to watch the final round tomorrow at Augusta. Who wins the US Masters?
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Ludvig Åberg, Swedish youngster, debut major champion. Just this year, how odd it's been so far, how bizarre this Masters has been, you know, just this week so far. I really think someone's going to come out and be the first Masters debutant to win since the great Fuzzy Zeller did. I think it was 1979. Hasn't been done since then. It's just an odd Masters. It's a good Masters, and I think he's going to go out. He's just got the ball. He's a ball-striking machine, and he doesn't have any scar tissue. He hasn't been in contention and lost multiple times on the back nine at Augusta like some of these other guys in the leaderboard have. Like, I look at Xander Schauffele, and he's come so close, and there's a lot of baggage that comes with that sort of stuff. Cameron Smith has also gone close a couple of times, and you've got just a fresh, freewheeling rookie. Ludvig Åberg. So get on him, I would say.
Terrific. He's $9. Scotty Scheffler's short enough for $1.75. Hey, look, Evan, really appreciate you taking our call. We'll all be watching tomorrow. Enjoy the final day. And again, thanks for taking our call on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Bulldog. And I just wanted to give a quick heartfelt mention to the families and the victims of the stabbing attack. It was horrible to wake up to that news this afternoon. So pray that everyone can sort of heal in this time. Yeah, enjoy watching the Masters. Hopefully it's a nice silver lining to a pretty terrible weekend in Sydney.
Well said, Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Enjoy tomorrow, mate.
Thank you. Bye.